Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, y'all got me already. 437, what's up?
What's going on, Rosebud?
Nothing, man. Come on.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask you a question. What do you feel is should be the number one priority of men, and what do you see, like, this generation is, what are they misprioritizing in your eyes? What are they prioritizing that they shouldn't be in your eyes?
The number one thing that I think dudes today should be prioritizing is self-identity. I believe that everybody identify with everything else other than themselves. That's why they all pretend. That's why they all lie. That's why they all get caught up in their lies. That's why they can't catch. I mean, it's all based on what the fuck and who the fuck you think you are. You feel me?
Yeah.
And the number one priority is that self-identity. You got to realize who you are. And you got to realize, once you see who you are, you might not look like motherfucking whoever the fuck, Billy D. Williams, but what I'm saying is, you just as sharp as that motherfucker once you become that way. I knew dudes with one eye, one leg, one arm, burnt up skin all on their face, they still had motherfucking bitches. So you can't tell me shit about, you know, why you don't have none. You feel me, man?
Yeah, I feel you. I just wanted to add in one more thing. So, like, well, how do you know who you are? Is it just like you go through something and you feel the emotion of, like, yo, I'm
dude,
not built for this?
Stop,
or is it, like,
stop,
just how people
stop,
react to you?
Stop. I can't hold your motherfucking hand. The only thing I can tell you to do is what to look for and how to roll. Now,
yeah.
Finding out who the fuck you are, that's what you fuck you're discovering. I can't tell you how to do that. I can only tell you what to do to find that. And I just did that, bro. Hey, 704, what's going on? Okay, you don't want to talk. Okay, 631, what's up?
What's going on, bud? Is there out, man?
I'm good, brother. How about you?
Good, man. I can't complain, man. I'm hanging in there. It could be better, but it could be a lot worse, you know. So I just keep
pushing. Come on, what's
up? Yeah, I'm giving you that shout. That one cat that just called, and he was talking about learning more about himself and trying to get to know himself and all that shit. He got to do that with open ears, man. He got to do that with open ears and open eyes, you know, using his different senses and different things, you know. That's what he got to get and get to understand. He got to be his own version of himself and do himself. Shit like
well,
that.
I agree with what you're saying, but his questions wasn't really about learning himself. His questions was just questions. That's
right.
Why
well,
he didn't have...
He just want to know. He just want to know. He just want a simple answer for it, and it ain't just one simple answer for it. It's about growth and all kind of shit, you know?
So it sounds like you've been fucking with me, man.
Yo, I love you, man. I have, man, and you helped me a lot, man. I'm an older cat, but I learned a lot of shit from you. No question.
Hey, bro, it don't matter how old you are because, you know, you see them motherfuckers in Kung Fu. They be 90 and they still be learning shit.
That's true.
So that's what we do, bro.
That's it.
That's what's up, man. Hey, you guys, let me get started with this dope I got for you today. Because, to me, in my opinion, I'm among the great thinkers of the world. Now, of course, I'm not thinking about something that I can do that's going to actually make the entire world, you know, do better, like some kind of way you don't need electricity no more, but the energy I'm providing don't even cost any money. Now, I'm not that thinker. But thinking about shit that happens within my control, I do that all the fucking time. And it makes me be among the professional thinkers. You know, professional thinkers, they get paid for what they think. So what I'm saying is when I embarked on my journey to manhood, I'm serious when I say this. I was very confident that I had the goods that would allow me to see it through. I'm going to get there. I knew it. Why? Because as a kid, I'm singing on everybody. I ain't no punk. You know what I'm saying? I didn't get no pussy for 150 years. But what I'm saying is, you know, everything else I was ahead in. 704, are you back or what, bro?
Yeah, I'm here. First
what's
time
up?
I call somebody.
You got a question?
Yeah, kid. I just had a comment on the Great Thinkers title.
Okay, well, what's that comment?
Yeah, what I'm saying is this. To be a great thinker, you got to first establish who you are, and then to be a great thinker, you got to have direction, or else you just to be thinking to think. Without direction and a purpose, you won't be able to think your way into what you want. If you have direction and purpose, you can then now think your way into what you want.
Yeah, but what I'm saying, man, the way you saying this shit makes me think you done did more than just fuck with me. You know, you got my shit, seem like.
I hadn't been to SWU, but I did pick up what I could pick up, and I internalize it. I go over it every day in my mind. And
everybody that's listening, what I'm saying is this. Very seldom do you hear me be wrong on something that I'm thinking based on what I'm hearing. But you have heard me tell you many times, you don't have to fucking come to SWU or get my course to get the shit because I'm spitting it on all these videos. Is you sharp enough to get the shit the way I'm spitting it? I ain't mad at you. And this brother evidently is that sharp because he sound like he been fucking with me in a way he have. And I ain't going to be no motherfucking bullshitter. But what I was talking about sound like he been in SWU. But he told me, nah, man, I'm just sharp. I could, you know. I could see through muddy water and spot dry land and didn't realize I could until I start fucking with you. Hey, what I'm saying is, man, what can I say? I ain't mad at my brother. I love that nigga, matter. Hey, man, I love your motherfucking ass, matter of fact. Shit, because you proven what I profess. If you qualified, the shit I'm saying ain't going over your head. It's going to sink into your consciousness. And you're going to, you know, figure it out. And that's what my brother did. Bro, I think you cool as fuck, man. Let me ask you something, man. You still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Do you have my audio book?
No, I don't.
Do you like to read?
I do.
Check game, man. I want you to hit my motherfucking email, askrosebud@gmail.com, so I can hook you up with a book to read and my audio book. Both of them. I think it's 6 hours, very close to 6 hours. 6 hours of my shit with me telling you the shit the way you're supposed to read it versus how people, you know, some people misinterpret shit. You know, because I gave my audio book to one motherfucker, I gave my book to a white boy. He seen me, and I asked him about it. He said, I loved it. And the way he said it, I just, you know, how could this white boy love this shit? So I said, well, what did you love about it? And he said, I loved when you said, bitch, where's my money? I said, oh, man, you talking about my book? And he said, yes. Man, I never did I say that. Never did I say that shit in that book. Now, I worked with this dude, so a couple of days later, he brought me the book back in. And he showed me where I said, bitch, where's my money? But where he was reading was the words, where's my money? But it was a completely romantic scene. And I was talking about, bitch, where's my motherfucking money? I was saying it in a totally cool way. But he couldn't fathom that because that's not what he think of pimps. You know, he think of pimps as brutal and want to beat you and all that goddamn shit. So what this story I'm telling you is the fucking reason I actually did the audio book. Now listen to this, fellas. You ain't going to believe this. But I did that audio book in 1988. Way before audio books. Way before e-books. What I'm saying is, I know I've always been ahead of my time. That's why shit works for me. But what I'm saying is, I've never been able to capitalize on what the fuck I thought of because I don't push myself enough because I don't really think enough of what I didn't discover. Because in 1988, if I would have fucking, you know, pushed that goddamn shit, because the internet was just now blowing up. If I would have pushed that shit, see, I'd have something to do with e-books and shit. But who cares, man? I don't give a fuck. I'm going to think of something else before I die. That's me. You got anything else, 704?
That was it. I appreciate it. Other than this, I do know with great thinking comes a time where
you take it too long, man. I got too many people on the line. Hey, 631, you back. What's up?
I'm back, but I had a phone call, but I'm back. I do got one thing to say. I was very happy to hear that you're not going to let these motherfuckers keep getting away with using your motherfucking name as well as the different things that you do and capitalizing off of it and ain't giving you nothing. Hit the ass. Yeah, it's helped. It's giving you something like you were saying because you still get notoriety and different things. But still, man, put your lawyers on their ass like you're doing and get yours.
Hey, that's what I'm saying, man. Check game, you guys. I started out hard. I'm serious. I started out going hard. I'm talking about before I was a pimp, you know, when I first really got out in the streets, my nigga who put me down had all these fucking rules. You know, you can't do this, you can't do that, blah, blah, blah. You know, and all that, you know, being everywhere, selling everything, blah, blah, blah. Fuck that, man. You got to get 3-4 motherfuckers that really, really, really know motherfuckers that fuck around. And you use them 3, no. 3, 4, 5, however many, but not everybody. So what I'm saying is I'm going by the rules, period. That's me. I'm going by the fucking rules. And I start rolling. Not because of the rules, but because I had some good shit. And, you know, I had a particular parameter of what I'm going to do and what I ain't going to do. Man, you ain't calling me any time of the motherfucking day. You calling me while I'm rolling. While I'm rolling, you can call. I'm going. I'm going to meet you wherever or halfway. And that's that. But what I'm saying is, because of my principles, because of my boundaries, I never fucking had problems as far as going to jail or being on the FOPO list. None of that. I owe all that to my brother-in-law, Red. May he rest in peace. But I owe all that to Red. He taught me how to stay under the radar. Now, my motherfucking point is that staying under the radar don't mean you got to go soft. You just got to go sharp. You got to go hard. Because this nigga used to drive from Chula Vista in Mexico. He had a 67 Camaro convertible. And he rides from Chula Vista with the top down to the Bay Area with a big old box. Talking about a big fucking box sitting in his front seat full of pounds. And then nigga was Red Neville Sr. He was a motherfucker, man. And he come and he tell us, man, you know, what we doing, if you do everything proper, you just a person. So my point in saying that is that since he was believing all he is a person, he never went soft. He always went hard. If it was a chance to bring 50 pounds versus 15 pounds, that nigga going for the 50. That nigga is going for the 50, and he gonna successfully do it. And I love that nigga to this day because he gave me nuts. I didn't have the nuts he had, but he gave me nuts. So what I'm saying is I always have wanted to keep my efforts A+. But, you know, when I was writing and I was really sprung, my enthusiasm started straying. And my zest was things that normally I go 1,000 on. Until they bored me. That shit seemed to have dissipated. You know, this was really puzzling to me. It was fucking me up. So I science on it. And I came up with I needed another outlet for my creativity. Now, after being in the game and meeting so many goddamn professionals after leaving the game, I knew to speak to someone, but as far as if I wanted to kick this problem, if I would kick it with Tay, man, that nigga would have told me to keep pressing to the woo woo woo. So I'm not saying that would have been wrong. It's just I knew that I'm on another, you know, not level, but another pursuit. And I need to talk to motherfuckers that's doing what I'm pursuing. So what I'm saying is, that means you got to talk to a motherfucker in the arena. So I spoke to a close friend. Hold on. 832, what's up?
Oh, what's up, bud? Man, I was just calling, man, to listen in. You know, it's been a minute. So I say, let me call and see what my boy talking about. But I seen that title, and I said, oh, shit. You know, this Drew Bone, man. You know,
Not Drew Bone.
This Drew Bone, man.
Drew Bone, you are fucking lying.
Man, this is Drew Bone, man.
Hey, Drew Bone.
Talk to me.
All I want to know is was I right about that motherfucker or not?
I answered that before. No.
And you still saying I'm not right.
Hell no, you're not right. You see what the hell this world going through?
No. I'm talking about this motherfucker ending up going to jail.
He's not going to jail.
Okay.
He's not going to jail.
Okay, now what's up? What you call for, man? We ain't going to talk politics. What you call for,
nah,
man?
I ain't gonna lie, man. Yesterday, one of my partners who listened to you faithfully brought you up to me, and we were just chopping it up. And he said, my opinion about you, I said, man, Rosebud, he's sharp, man. I said, you know, that motherfucker, he's a great thinker. So when I went to YouTube a few minutes ago and saw the caption, I say, damn, it's live. So I called in. I heard
hey,
the song
hey,
a little
hey,
bit.
Hey, Drewvon. See, this game gives a nigga the opportunity to use his head, and you could reach out to people without them even knowing it. And I was reaching out to you, brother.
Right. Hey, but I'm gonna tell your listeners, man, if they don't know me, you know, I've been fucking with Roadbuzz since probably 2014. And when I first started talking to you, man, that was one of the first things you told me. You said, Drewvon, you can't be just doing shit, man. You got to know shit. And, you know, I was going through some shit, so I had lost my confidence in some areas. And you pretty much reinstilled in me like, man, you know, don't ever be afraid to establish where you coming from. And in order to do that, you got to be true to yourself. You ain't no shit I was going through. But when you said that, it was like, damn, did I tell this motherfucker already? But just those words alone, man, that shit got me reestablished with who I am, you know. And you said, you know, one day, Drewvon, you probably ain't going to ever call my show again because you ain't going to need to. But you got to stay true to yourself. And I'm going to tell everybody, for 3 years, I wasn't being true to myself. You know, I was even calling in trying to prephrase my questions to trick Rosebud up. I never could succeed at it. You know, that motherfucker saw all through my questions, and he knew I was bullshitting. He called me out on it many times, and I know a lot of listeners remember that era. You know, so because of that, you know, I ain't never been one of his students, but I'm one of his students. You know what I'm saying? And because
go ahead. I said earlier, some motherfuckers don't have to come to my school.
Right.
Some motherfuckers don't need my course. Them motherfuckers can hear me talking on these videos and pick up this, that, and the other and apply it to themselves and do what you did, man. Come out of that funk you was in, man.
Man,
and believe
it's a wonderful
whatever partner you have that mentioned my name and made you call in, tell that motherfucker to call in. I got something to give him.
He probably on this motherfucker right now. But nah, man, I listen to the callers now, and some of y'all, I'm gonna be real. Some of the callers are going through the same shit I did. I can hear it in their voice. Because I wasn't even talking like this when I called Rosebud because I was nervous. I wasn't nervous because of him. I just knew this motherfucker was a thinker, and he going to hear what the fuck I say, and he going to pick my shit apart, and I'm going to be exposed then trying to cover that shit up just to make myself look good. And then, you know, you get tired of that shit. That's why them tire marks still on my back from that Mack truck that say, don't fuck with me, Drewvon. You know? You know what I'm saying?
God damn it. Hey, you guys, so, for those of you that don't know, I drive a Mack truck at night, and it ain't no moon, and it ain't no stars. All the goddamn street lights out. I be speeding through the neighborhood, and I ain't got no brakes. So get in my motherfucking way if you want to.
Hey.
I brought that shit to Drewvon, and that motherfucker, by you just saying what you saying right now, and me looking back, is what the fuck me and you went through. Nigga, I got big respect for you, man.
Oh, man, you know, hey, you like Godfather to me, bro. I'm going to tell you. Because
I can see that now, but let me tell you something. You wouldn't have never admitted that when we was talking. You gave me my respect, but you didn't want to hear it.
I bow down. I bow down, and I'm going to tell motherfuckers, I'm a real nigga. And at the end of the day, I ain't never ran up against a motherfucker like Rosebud that checked me constantly and still allowed me to present my bullshit from time to time and just kept checking me until it was like, nigga, you ain't going to win, Drewvon, because I'm kicking the real and you coming with this fake shit. And I was just like, well, that really ain't fake. I'm just disguising it. But that's where the fakeness came, because I was disguising the problems like they wasn't mine, but still trying to get the scenarios. And it wasn't good for me. It wasn't good for me at all.
Drewvon,
you know, but when
Drewvon,
I did,
Drew, do you know how fucking fly you sound now, man? You
man, do not sound
nothing like when me and you was kicking it. I mean, you do a little, but not really. Your perspective
I got tired of the bullshit.
But your perspective have changed, man.
Man, it's because of you, Rosebud. One day, I'm telling you, man. Remember I told you, I said, I got to stop playing. I was talking to y'all know if we was on the air or not. And I told you, I said, man, I had a fucked up dream. I said, I was running down this motherfucking tunnel. I thought it was a light at the end of the tunnel, but it was your ass driving the train my way. I was like, and that shit just fucked me up. And I said, I ain't finna be faking no more. And I went and faced all my problems. Like, I went with a rosebud attitude.
This shit is priceless. Okay, yeah, I gave this motherfucker $2,000 to get on the phone right now and say all this shit and make me look good. Or this motherfucker telling you the truth. And what I'm saying is I love it. Drew Bone, you don't know, man. I'm sure you got my little texts and shit. You never did respond. I say, oh, yeah, this nigga probably somewhere else, blah, blah, blah. Oh, that nigga scared of me, blah, blah, blah. Hey, man, let's say this. Before you, and I don't want to get into this, I'm going to just drop my opinion. Exactly what I told you is happening now. Otherwise, you said he was a street fighter. I said, yeah, motherfucker, that street fighting shit lasts and works in the streets. But once you get to court, everything changes. You know, and
I agree
this motherfucker got too many things he done did that directly point to him being guilty. Now, you can believe what you want to believe, but what I'm saying is the point that he's done, you know, on that phone with that motherfucker in whatever state and the shit with that bitch that's coming up now. All that shit that them groups, whatever the name is, the Proud Boys or whatever the fuck, whatever those groups, all that shit that they said as far as already they have been convicted. And they say
man,
they
ain't gonna
did
lie.
It.
I ain't gonna lie, Rosebud. I'm so past that shit, bro. I'm so happy that I'm back to being Drewbone.
No, I'm not talking about it as if it's a big deal. I'm talking about it because this is the first time I've talked to you in damn near 2 years when me and you was bumping heads about it. And I want you to admit that what's going on right now is what I told you would be going on. Now, if you don't want to admit it.
No, let me clarify. Everything that you said, it is happening. I just don't believe in the end is going to lead to a conviction. That's what I'm saying. But you're right
as far as you believe, whatever. But what I'm saying is 2 and 2 is 4. Just follow me. If you see what I'm saying happening, what I'm saying is happening is adding up from whatever they're doing to make it add up. Now, in the end, you got to understand this. In the end, that's where the conviction or not is going to come. But you can tell whether or not it's going to be a conviction based on what they got to convict the motherfucker on. If they got speculation, if they got, theories, and all that. No, this motherfucker ain't getting convicted. No, they have this motherfucker's voice. They have people that have already told on him, yeah, I did this because of Trump. So what I'm saying is he getting convicted, man. Whether or not he go to jail and do a, a gang of time, that's something else. Because if you remember, I told you it's going to my thinking. It's going to end up to where he can't have nothing to do with politics ever again. And he going to have to motherfucking pay back all them motherfuckers that he didn't beat. Man, what I'm saying is, nigga, do you hear? I'm laughing laughing now because I didn't even think of this. Man, you're talking about a motherfucker that's been convicted of beating. Come on, Juvon. But.
I mean, I'm with you.
Oh, hey, Trump should have signed. Juvon, continue to fuck with me, man. Call back in. I love the fact I'm hearing from you now, man.
And I'm gonna say this, man. I want the listeners to hear this. Like, this is a real testimony. Like, I remember one time I called your ass, and we was going at it behind just being real. And you told me some shit, because you used to always tell motherfuckers to go practice in the mirror. And you told me, you say, Juvon, you know, you ain't keeping it real with yourself. All you doing is making up scenarios that sound like mine and putting it on Facebook. And I admitted to that. But I was like, nigga, I'm practicing. Because I want to get the reactions and see how, you know, to deal with this shit based on some of the scenarios you presented. And, you know, that was really the breaking point. But like, let me just stop all this shit. I can't be Rosebud because I don't think like Rosebud. But I got to, in order to think like Rosebud, I got to adhere to him. So now it ain't about challenging you. It's about spit your shit. I'm glad that you blessed to be here another year to talk your shit. And I'm here to absorb it. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Juvon, in school, what I teach is when they get to this point where you at right now, bro, you didn't stop lying to yourself. Now that you're ready to hear the truth, we can go forward. And think about
right.
it, Juvon, all the lies you've been telling yourself, you didn't stop.
You got to.
Hey,
you know, like Juvon, I know, you got to.
Juvon, even though, and you remember, I used to always say, nigga, you talking that shit and you ain't bought shit from me.
Right. I'm trying to make it sound
nigga,
like
hey,
I know.
Hey, nigga, fuck you, you no patronizing motherfucker. Juvon, but, Juvon, but that's why I kept fucking with you every time you called in, nigga, I knew you had it. I knew you did.
I knew you had it, Juvon. I told you one day on a private call.
You remember how much
I'd
you used to call in, man, just to argue with me? God
hell
damn.
Yeah, I was looking forward to that shit. I couldn't wait till that shit came on. My timer was set. I'm going to get his ass today. Motherfucker, I'm pushing one through the stage.
Hey, you guys, I'm sorry. I can't help it, man. This is some fucking beautiful shit to me. That nigga knew I wasn't going for that shit. And he's saying 100. I'm trying to smash you. That nigga, the only way you gonna smash me is come through the computer and step on my motherfucking head, nigga. Juvon, we had to say. Hey, look.
I ain't gonna lie. I'm dead right
look,
now.
Man, look. I gotta get with my shit, man.
All right,
man. But get at me, man. I see your number, but it's gonna be gone. When I'm through, but hit my email, man, so we can kick it, man.
I got you.
All right, man. All right, for sure. Hey, I'm sure you guys could tell that was some good shit. Listen, though. I was talking about my buddy. You know, I know all kinds of people. This dude speaks about 12 languages. He's a fucking professor in linguistics. And English, as far as English, the study, as far as your class, English. Man, this dude was a motherfucker. Well, he is. Excuse me. He is a motherfucker. He ain't dead. But at one, excuse me, I got the hiccups. At one point, he and I was thick as thieves. And you know, like I'm saying, I couldn't ask Shantae because he gonna tell me some pimp shit. So you know, my like I said, my enthusiasm was gone or dwindling, and I brought it to him. Now this dude was actually my mentor in writing, And without him, I just don't think I would be able to write as well as I do. And when we spoke about this, he told me something that was very interesting. You know, after I explained to him what was going on, you know, somehow I had lost my intensity for writing. That motherfucker, he said, "You all right? Man, I'm not suicidal or none of that kind of shit. And although I'm attacking, you know, shit in my life with gusto, it seems like I just wait till the last minute to be in a rush to do it." You know, my friend is very reserved. And he kind of said, "Man, that's what happened to a lot of great thinkers. When something they're studying comes to an end, their mind tries to rebel. You don't want to stop thinking about whatever it is you're doing or been doing or been thinking, but you want a conclusion. Then you can't get a conclusion unless you continue on to the end. So your mind is making sure." This is where he helped me, because he said, "Your mind is making sure you really want it. If you have the slightest doubt in what you're doing, you might stop. Or if it's about a grade, get a low grade for the course." Fellas, this is the thing about life and thinking about shit. Whether it's true or not doesn't matter. What matters is what you take from what you're thinking, as far as whatever statement made you think. If your passion isn't right for what you're doing or saying, it won't get done as well as it could have been done. And if you're one of those striving for perfection type dudes like me, you're going to notice it. I believe wholeheartedly in what I do. You know, my full passion for it is like automatic. If I was faking, I'd only fake them my own goddamn self. I'm serious about Sidewalk University. I'm in the second month of this current semester. Now, if you want in for a reduced price of $12.50, if you wait up until it's close to April, or you can actually get in for $8.50 if you register in March, before March, February, if you, this month, until, let's say, the 15th of March, if you register, so you can get in for $8.50. So what I'm saying is, I'm only accepting 30 students, and I'm thinking about lowering that to 22. I mean, it's hella difficult to keep up with a class larger than that. And I'm telling you, before I get too far, you know, I got books. I write books. Come on. If any of you like to read, go to my site, Rosebud the Author. Look at my books. I got some dope-ass books. You see, learning something is ultra cool, but it doesn't automatically give you the answers to life's obstacles because you've learned this. Life is going to continue, and the obstacles it presents is going to continue to come at you. So, to be prepared for whatever comes at you, you got to be true to yourself. I mean, you got to think, with your hand, don't get me wrong, I know I'm sharp as fuck. But my underlying point in everything I talk about is stop lying to yourself. Be true to yourself. You're going to be able to do this, that, and the other much better. And the only people that really realize that are the people that be true to themselves. And, you know, because of something I said. I'm really serious about it. I know you can fool me. You can fool most people. But the motherfucker you can't fool is your goddamn self. Now, you can lie to yourself, but you can't fool yourself. I really want to be down with the shit that I'm doing. And what my friend told me made me see we all need to constantly refocus our goals to stay true to the course. You can't have a goal in January, in February, excuse me, in April, this goal is the same, but your approach to obtaining it is just like it was in January. No, no. That ain't gonna work. See, if you begin to think deeply about your little thoughts, and ideas, if you start thinking deeper than that idea, getting it marketed, how it's done, but all the deeper thoughts, you'll find something to commit to for your passion to stir. I don't know what you like. I don't know what stirs you. I don't know what turns you on. Not sexually, but I'm talking about motivates you to do shit. You do. See, this shit I'm talking about is about committing to something, being serious about whatever that is, 24/7, and during that time going hard until you get it. I often think about the lion's life. In my opinion, I give some seriously strong advice. After a show doing that, I always get a lot of questions. It's because so many points I make in the story have merit in your life right now. Every story I tell you have gems in it for you to get. Now, some of you have my course, and you'll be able to hear all the gems that I have for you as I spit them. The majority of you are satisfied with having only a few pieces to this puzzle. And if that makes you feel you're in the mix, cool. Having a few pieces of the puzzle only allows you to risk your fucking life thinking that that little bit of information that you have will help you survive. See, these videos I make and the habit that you get from SW, they go hand in hand. If you seek to be a great thinker and you see 5 of my videos and their own success, you will see 5 two-hour or at least an hour videos with totally different information or different perspectives, all striving for the same goal as far as whatever we're looking for, thinking about success. This stuff is true, and it's only true to you if you try to see if it's false. Because you can sit there and guess it's false, or you can see if it's false. 704, what's up?
Yo, what's going on, bud? How you doing?
I'm actually doing good, man. This is a good show to me, and I'm doing good. What's happening?
Oh, I'm good, too. I was wondering, I got a couple questions. So the first one, you were talking about being true to yourself. At what point in your life did you realize that you were being 100% true with yourself?
That point that I realized I was doing whatever the fuck I thought when I thought it.
Okay. Okay.
Listen, bro. Wait. Listen. No, you don't. I can tell the way you responded. Be honest, man. You don't understand that, do you?
What you were saying is pretty much when you were living your life exactly how you wanted to live it.
No, bro. What I'm saying is this. When you really believe in yourself, whatever the fuck you think, whenever you think it, wherever you're at, that's what you do. Now listen, the science behind that. I don't know if you know that if you don't do the first thing you think, everything you think second and beyond is filtered through whatever you've been through as concerning that particular point. The only raw respond to the motherfucking situation response is the first thing you think. Now, if your motherfucking ass might think of jumping off the bridge, then you don't want to go with the first thing you think, because you might think to kill a cop or kidnap a kid. You might think some of that goddamn shit. But if you know for a fact that you ain't gonna think no shit like that, whatever happened in your life, you can go with the first thing you think, because that's the rawest dealing with what's really going on situation that you could actually deal with that's gonna handle it. Everything else is filtered through light. I don't know if you know, computers came about because people was trying to figure out what the fuck could a person think if they used 100% of their brain? Because you know, the average one of us only used 8% of our brain. Einstein used like 15% of his brain. So what I'm saying is, think about what you could do if you used 100% of your brain. So what I'm saying is these motherfuckers start trying to make a machine that could do that. But they was doing everything they knew to do to get that done, but they couldn't. That's why they limited that shit down to X's and O's, ones and zeros. It's either or. So now they got this computer, and that's what they called it. Because what they're doing is computing how this would end, blah, blah, blah. So what I'm saying is, instead of going through all the things people think, this machine they invented goes straight to the point. Period. We could think that fast if we didn't let clutter, the shit we know, the shit we've experienced, if we didn't let that shit get in our mind, are in the way of what we're thinking, we could think as fast as a computer. That's why I think I'm a computer, because ain't shit you gonna ask me to take me a nanosecond to answer. I don't give a fuck what you ask me right now. I don't care what it is. I'm serious as the heart of that. It ain't about okay. It's about can I do it? The only thing I can't do is tell you your exact birthday. The only thing I can't do is tell you your address. But any other kind of question, I'm up on, even if I don't know shit about it. I know. I'm talking shit. Hey, no, listen. When I was doing me some days in the county, I said some shit like this. And motherfuckers, and you know, they in jail, nigga, they gonna punk you off. Ooh, they asking me questions. What's the most read book in the world? The Bible. Okay. What is pi? 3.14. What I'm saying is, what is the degrees of a full circle? 360. What I'm saying is that, I mean, shit is just, it ain't no fucking get by me. I ain't it like I know everything, but I'm it because I ain't scared to answer shit. I ain't scared to answer a goddamn thing with what I know. Even if it's proven to be wrong, I ain't scared. Because what? Now I got the right answer. Somebody told me the right answer. But before they told me the right answer, I thought it was this. And I'm going with this. Hey, that's hard to be like that, man. But that's the way I train motherfuckers to be. Because that's the only way you can live in this fucking world and get what you want, you know, because of how you decided to go about getting it. Other than that, you let people dictate what you do, and you ain't gonna never be happy. Fuck that. You ain't gonna be happy. You ain't gonna be happy letting some motherfucker tell you what to do or how to think. You gonna be happy.
Wait.
You gonna be happy if you know these same motherfuckers and you heard the same shit they saying, and you decided to accept whatever it is about what they saying, and you deal with it like that. But that's your choice. And what I'm saying is, that's what motherfuckers don't have today. You think you making a choice, but you're only making a choice out of these choices that they gave you to make it from. Whereas a motherfucker like me, I'm making a choice is way off the grid.
Okay. So what you're saying,
go ahead.
So what you're saying is really just having that first rawest thought and then not procrastinating on making it happen.
So what I'm saying is what? I didn't really hear it good.
I was saying, so what you're saying is it's like taking that first raw thought that you have that's productive and then not procrastinating on it.
Hey, bro, I guess that's very simple, and fuck yeah, that's what it is. That first thought is the raw thought, and that's the thought you got to pursue as far as not procrastinating. If you pursue that thought, you going to win, and it's scary because 9 out of 10 times it's not the safe path. You know, somebody else you talked to had this problem, and they did this, that, and the other about it. You start thinking about that shit, you ain't going to fucking do nothing. But you got the problem and you handle it, it could be successful or not. But if it ain't successful, you're gonna start thinking about some real shit. And if it's something you think of to come up with, it's a real solution. And if you actually execute whatever it is you thought of, you're going to be the thought of it, executed it, and gained hella confidence because it worked. That's what confidence is about. That's what confidence is about, brother. Doing shit you scared to do.
Okay, I appreciate how you broke that down. I definitely understand where you're coming from now. And my second question was, do all the tools come with purchasing SWU?
No. You ever hear me mention tools when I'm talking about SWU? I'm talking about SWU. Only thing come with SWU is the course.
Okay.
All right?
Okay. All right, appreciate that.
You know it. So, you guys, this is exciting to me to be going through this, having all these questions brothers asking. I love this. See, the majority of you motherfuckers are satisfied with having only a few pieces to a puzzle. And if that makes you feel, you know, you're in the mix, like I said, cool. But, like, the reality of it is the only thing it does is allow you to risk your life. You know, believing in these few pieces. These videos and the shit that you get from Sidewalk University go hand in hand. Otherwise, you got to understand, I can talk about success on 5 2-hour videos. And you're not going to hear the same thing 5 times. You're going to hear the same theme, success, 5 times. But I'm going to be talking about 5 different areas of, not of life, but since, you know, I'm not talking about the same thing as whatever day I did it. This is a whole different theme. The theme is going to be success. But what I'm saying is, if you are not my school, and I tell you, look, man, blah, blah, blah about success, blah, 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 but then we get past it. You may or may not have learned it 100%, but if you listen to my goddamn videos and you see the word success in any one of them, you can listen to that motherfucker and it will clarify. Because what these videos allow me to do is expound on what I couldn't do in class. Class is a certain amount of time. The videos, and you watching them, is completely on us, on me when I make them, and on you when you want to watch them. Shit. Life has so many different variations of the same thing. You can always learn something new about whatever the fuck you're doing. People who've gone to SWU and graduated and listened to my videos, I mean, they soon realize the topics on each video we've covered at SWU. And in the video, I'm expounding on the subject. On the video, I'm spending time to detail what I could not do in school. And they wouldn't hear this if they hadn't went to Sidewalk University. That's why most of you motherfuckers don't hear. I'm telling you right now what the fuck I teach. But you don't know how to accept it. You don't know how to let it into, be indoctrinated into your life, because you think all these things. Whatever. Sooner or later, you realize that me and Sidewalk University are closest friends. Now, is there a time when you won't be you? Is there ever a time you'll deny your existence? Hell yeah. Anytime you got a light, accept some shit so this bitch can let you come on with her, or she'll come on with you. If I asked you, when is a lion a lion? Long as you try to explain when a lion is not a lion, you'll be wrong. No matter how much sense you try to make, your response is flawed on its premise, because from birth, lions are bred to be lions. Just as from birth, we should be bred to be men. To do as you please. I don't mean creating havoc and making life chaotic for everyone. I don't mean that kind of do as you please. I'm saying you got to think questions and situations through and get the deeper meaning of shit. Goddamn it, 704, are you back? Or Are you back?
No, I was just listening.
Okay, cool. All right. All right, so, you got to think shit through. And you got to go deeper than your first thought on the situation. Think critically. Now, when I was asking about the lion, when is a lion not a lion? One motherfucker said, a lion is not a lion when he's caged. That ain't true. Lions in zoos, you know, and in captivity are kept semi-drugged and full. They still wild as fuck, but as long as that motherfucker is well fed and sedated, he'll happily laze around all day, because anytime you watch some shit on Wild Kingdom, unless they eating, them motherfuckers laying around. There's no kind of doing it. It's all or nothing. I remember when I was a young turnout, and I saw Field Most Slim sitting in the trunk of his Fleetwood. Filmo was strumming his guitar and singing a song. He was, you know, making up on the spot because he was on the MacArthur track, and he's making up shit about MacArthur in Oakland. As he was singing, I was standing, and he, when he noticed me, he added the lyric, "Rosebud, I see you've been rolling by yourself. Pimping is a lonely game. If you're real about it, you can get the fortune and have some of the fame." It didn't take long to realize how deep that shit was, he was saying. Because once I really started pimping, I didn't want to associate myself with just any motherfucker. A real motherfucker, as I became, wanted to be around top flight niggas or alone. Filmer was in legendary status when I turned out. But the compliment he gave me, you know, I would have missed if I hadn't kept thinking about it the rest of the night. It ain't easy being in the upper echelon of this motherfucking abba-dabba cute. If every man can be top flight, it wouldn't be such a big deal to motherfucking get in that ranking. But it is a big thing to a real man, and he gotta get the message when OG is kicking this abba-dabba with him. Because OG ain't gonna tell you how to do shit. He ain't gonna tell you what to do about shit. He's just gonna tell you how shit is done. It's up to you to figure out exactly how what the motherfucker said pertains to you. Get it or miss it. Think it and do it. It's up to you. That's why Sidewalk University is so important for you motherfuckers. Abba-dabba is very important to have. That's why so many of you fake as if you have it until some shit gets you charged. Then you start looking for help, and the sharks are starting to surround your fucking ass. Never fear, Professor Rosebud and Sidewalk University are here. We'll prepare you for the race by helping you get laced. This is a word to the wise and should promote you to think deeply about shit, especially this. The white man has had and still has a fear of black men. And this fear is incomparable with the fear of any other race of men. No matter, I'm saying, no man of any culture threatens a white man as black men do. The fear this motherfucker have of our talents, our brains, our body, our wherewithal. I mean, it just simply frightens them motherfuckers. The only way they could contain us was by stripping everything away that we identified with. Don't let him hear us say we're the badass or the best in the field we're in. That shit would drive them crazy. They realize they gotta kill us. They realize they must kill us. And that's what they're legally doing. You know, they tried caging us, but couldn't keep us caged. So the question I asked earlier about a lion, another person said, when he loses his dominant position, he's no longer a lion. This is not true, because even in old age, when a challenger rises, as best he can, his aggression rises to the occasion. You know, he may be old, but by him being dominant at one time, he has his respect. The younger lions ain't going to let no harm come to him from an outsider. Now, when the lion gets old and know his time as dominant is coming to an end, he won't hand his crown over easily. He going to fight and lose. But even in defeat, he's still a lion. Only now he can rest in the pride, except he's earned his rest, his respect and his prestige is evident. He just don't get first dibs on the lioness anymore. In life, you're going to be faced with all kinds of adversarial situations. But just as the lion does, you should face each of them as a king would, with no doubt in your mind. As far as the lion goes, only the most committed lion will risk all to get what he's come to believe is his to claim, just as only the committed man will strive for the status of manhood. When we have problems, white folks would sit back and hope we'd kill each other over it. In the streets, we let our gang outshine the person who we had beef with. We didn't go out and look for that motherfucker to kill him. You know, we wouldn't do no harm to him unless it was to embarrass this motherfucking ass with the fly shit I'm doing. We knew the Popo wanted us to go to war so they could shut us down, you know. And that kind of shit didn't work. The Popo decided to use that safety phrase of, oh, I fear for my life. You know, they start manhandling niggas and doing shit to them. The motherfucker already afraid of you. And now you gotta accept you ain't giving a fuck about him or his authority. You gotta die. That's how the police think. Don't give those motherfuckers any reason to paint you with a brush that ain't hardly you. Stay safe. That's one of the benefits of being aware. I'm explaining. It won't take you long to make any decision because you trust yourself. And every decision concerning you is not necessarily safety first. You might, you got to take some risks, but the risk you're taking is safe. Ask any motherfuckers about, you know, any of my alumni. Just ask them about how long it'll take me to answer any goddamn question they have. I will never and have never taken longer than a fucking nanosecond. And I don't care what the question is. I don't care if I'm prepared for it. Women lie in wait to see a man stand up. They do. When they see a man with no problem letting a woman know he know his value, this motherfucker is still on a plateau. He's in a special category. I mean, they automatically do it. It's important. Oh, shit. Man, I keep forgetting that motherfucker. It's important to make sure what you said have meaning to what you believe. And you should never make promises you don't intend on keeping. Even if, you know, you have a woman, being a man at the forefront of your thoughts should be all the time, keeping it there. And as you grow into being this, you know, this man, the real you, it allows different thoughts to, you know, occupy your mind. And if your passion is strong enough, it has to be strong enough. Being a man will require you to stand on principles you've adopted into and for your life. You got to accept you should represent those goddamn principles at all times. I'm just saying, lionesses lounge around and watch what the lions do. Just as the ladies will sit around and watch what the fuck you do. You just got to know your own stage. This is the reason to feel your own stage and everyone's watching. Being this way allows you to never settle, never represent the not thinking of how you look. And just making whoever is watching accept you. Man, you gotta feel that you're on stage and everything you do is being observed. And someone's taking it more serious than everyone else. Being this way allows you to never settle. You got to realize most of you that settle on whatever woman gives you access, it is not about your choice. You got to stop settling for the woman that's fifth or sixth on your list and start thinking seriously about Sidewalk University and you learning the ins and outs of life, because you don't look for a five or a six. You fucking catch whoever, and when it's time you look in her in the bathroom while she's getting ready, you see she's a five or a six or whatever. You don't go out looking for her. Man, my courses outline simple directives for you to follow to excel. If you study and can follow instructions, you're going to overcome the fear that you have within the first couple of weeks. I know because I've lived and thrived by the same method I'm sharing with you. The main reason fucking main reason I don't accept your goddamn analogies about this game is your manhood is in the air. We're not sure where you coming from. I mean, it's in the fucking air because you don't, or you didn't, well, we didn't get the real information. I mean, when we was young, we got information passed down from dudes a little older than us, you know, about being a man. We got that shit passed down. And it wasn't changed. So otherwise, what we learned was what real OGs, older, you know, black dudes learn. You just gotta come to grips that women can't teach, they just cannot teach young boys how to be men. They can only help them or assist them in becoming mature as far as an age, an adult. So that even if you don't do what I say when it's about shit, you know, there's, you know, only one way to be a man. You got to be committed to the principles of manhood and not be afraid to think. You gotta take care of business as if your very existence depended on it. Because it does. I'm gone.